So that's why I was concerned.
I would agree with that, Mr. Chairman, and have no basis to disagree with your reading of it. I don't read the word "only" in there.
No, I don't.
Recoverable only if demand, so I don't read it as a precondition. But I would not like to see it deleted, since it doesn't hurt anything. It's not contrary to our current Rule 82. And if, on a national basis, people reading the Alaska version of Article 4A are looking for that subsection and don't see it, it raises questions. If it doesn't hurt Rule 82, I would just as soon see that it be retained. But I agree with you. I think it's unnecessary in Alaska. But
yeah, I think there are many states where it probably would be necessary to have this language, because a lot of states don't provide for attorney's fees.
That's right.
And so you could only get attorney's fees in those states if you made demand before bringing suit. As a precursor for bringing suit, you'd have to make demand and have them fail to pay. Then you could bring the suit and go forward. In Alaska, you don't have to do that. The subject of demand is determined by the agreement. There are notes that do not have to be presented. Demand does not have to be made on the note. If the person's in default, the guy hasn't made the last four payments. You don't have to find him in Albuquerque someplace with a trooper tracking down, get him served with notice before you can bring the suit. That's what this kind of stuff does to you. If you have to make demand or presentment is a thing that's common in the banking circles. You present a check for payment.
Yeah.
They reject it, give it back to you, bounce it, as we call that, right?
Okay,
you present it a second time. They bounce it a second time. When they bounce it the third time, you can't present it anymore to them. That's a dead check at that point, see? In fact, when they bounce it the third time, that's when you go see the district attorney. Say, throw this rascal in jail. But that's what is meant by presentment. Well,
thank you.
I don't want to see us in Alaska require every person involved in these types of transactions to have to make a demand. And I don't think it does any real disservice to the bill to at least put it on the record here that as far as this committee's understanding and intent, this does not in any way vary the current rules of Rule 82. And if in fact someone construes it to vary Rule 82, that was not our intent here.
Well, for some Taylor, maybe we can go further than that. I mean, if it's unnecessary, it's unnecessary. I'll ask Steve to look at that prior to Thursday and see if that's the case. I think you brought up a good concern.
Okay, thank you. Was there any other place where it mentioned Rule 82 in here other than that?
That's the only one that I'm aware of.
On page 29.
Yeah.
Oh, page 29?
Oh, 29.
29. Have our next discussion.
Where are we at on 29? Well, I think out about line 28.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, 28.
It's. I think it's just basically the same issue. Let's just
highlight both of those and just check that out for us.
Yeah, we'll have some answer before us. Go.
It might be helpful, as committee staff and I have discussed, to call John McCabe, the legislative counsel for the Uniform Law Commissioners in Chicago, on that point, and he could.
Great. Anything else come before the committee today? It's now 3 o'clock. If not, we're done.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you
to the committee.